The dialect of Great Strickland, Westmorland. Bill Ewing, aged 58, a farmer, recorded in his cowshed in July 1955 by Stanley Ellis.
Well, them is just troughs. This way we call them now tells. But in big buyers, new buyer, we use buckets, like freight buckets. A lot of fellas is objects to them things because their base, when they leak down, sometimes catches the knees on them, and you get base with big knees. But I don't think that big knees are altogether should be altogether blamed on that, because the run hand in hand with abortion, chiefly.
Oh, Is that anything you've ever been bothered with?
No, I've never had to. Since we come here in first year, the said place was bad with it before we come, and it took made in what muck there was about spot and turned it over in a lime heap to put it on the land and lime cow pasture. And then after a short while, government stepped in with this new strand 19 serum against abortion, inoculation, you see. Well, the deer them every year when they come round to test, like a calf has to be 4 months old before it's done, and it's supposed to be immune for that up to 5 or maybe 6 calves, and then after that, well, it's liable to get abortion, but its likelihood of getting it is 100 to 1 because it isn't bred. Well, you see, in the old days, long since, when you had piavin stands down, they seemed as though, like, if you got the abortion on spot, it seemed as though he did to go through them. Well, as far back as I can think, we had bad doors on it at Yam, and my father used to tie these cows up that what we called pick calf, it wasn't abortion, a pick calf, up in calf byer. There was 10 calves standing tied up at that side at byer, and there was room for 5 beasts at this side, like bigger beasts. Well, them beasts were, if there wasn't any calf picking a stir, them 5 stalls were filled with beasts to feed, you see. Well, if there was any calf picking a stir, there was cows there. Cows gift calves did, but calves was 3 year old, they were immunized. And that's why they used to say it took 3 years to deal well with abortion. Now when we come here, around about this farm, there's a lot of lal stands, limestones, been quarried, and they have a wall in about as big as your lal finger. Now, it was always supposed that if you hung them up in the byer, you would then have a calf picking. And they had to hang as long as string lasted, you see. When the stand dropped down, to all intents and purposes, you would be clear of calf picking. And another theory was all the time, hanging bags of salt up. Yes, you know, you used to buy salt in how the wedges are salt that caught them up butter, the salt and butter weed, come in all clout bags. And they used to get a 2 or 3 handful of that and put it in the bottom of the bag and tie it up tight to the bottom. And then close at the end of the bag was fastened up to an nail on a beam or a jester, or something of that, you see.
And that
rang
to cure it as well?
Well, no, I didn't know that there were cures, as there were superstitions, somewise, as if they had a horse show, a fond of horse show, and didn't know which horse it was off. It was nailed up on a door or a beam or our door as a superstition. I don't think it had out to deal with any cures, like. It would be witchcraft if it was.
Oh,